Seated, why don't you turn to a few people and greet them, shake their hand, tell them you're happy to see them here in the house of the Lord on this midweek service. As you're returning to your seats, do want to make mention of somebody. I know what normally we ask for prayer requests from the congregation, but you can be seated if you'd like. I do want to make some special requests, and then if you have a need, we'll just ask for a general showing of hands, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. But a couple special needs. Do want you to remember Sister Darlene Grimm in prayer. She went in today for what they thought was a minor surgery, ended up being a lot more, and she's doing a lot of discomfort, and obviously it's her right arm this time, so the frustrations of not being able to use that, and possibility of I'm hearing more extensive surgery possibly, or they don't know at this point, but a whole rotator cuff, I understand that they had to reconstruct, and so just a lot more than what they thought initially, so I know that she would cover your prayers, and so we're going to lift her up before the Lord. Another need I was just made aware of today, good friends with Brother Darren Williams, who pastors over in Marion, Indiana. His father, C. Patton Williams, is the Florida District Superintendent, and I just found out today that Brother C. Patton Williams, the District Superintendent of Florida, went into the hospital. They do not know at this point in time exactly what they're dealing with. They've run a battery of tests. They don't know anything conclusive at this point. They're doing MRI, some neurological scans, so they don't really know what they're dealing with, but I think it would be good for us to take him before the Lord tonight in prayer. If you have a need, why don't you just show that by raising your hand, the Lord knowing those individual needs, and why don't you stand, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and again, I ask you to especially remember Sister Darlene Grimm and Brother C. Patton Williams. Can we go to the Lord right now? Dear Jesus, we love you. I would come before you in faith, believing the assurance of your word that we bind together and touch and ask. God, and Lord, we lift up before you tonight, Sister Darlene Grimm. God, I know she's dealing with a myriad of health issues. God, I know there's frustration. God, I know that in situations like hers, God, she's needing, God, some reprieve, God, from the ailments, Lord. And I ask that you would intervene, that you would help, God, that your miraculous, wonder-working power would heal and raise up, strengthen her, God, in this hour, Lord, for the Florida District Superintendent, Brother C. Patton Williams, a wonderful man. God, I pray, God, whatever it is that they're dealing with, God, give the doctors wisdom, God, in diagnosing that. Ultimately, we know that you are the healer and you're able to help, God, to strengthen, completely restore and raise up, God, whatever the situation is, we place them in your hands, God. We give you glory and honor for those needs, God, shown tonight, God, by the raising of a hand, God. You know each and every need, each and every detail of every life, God, and we come before you believing and trusting in your power to work. Use us as vessels of your choosing to minister, give words of healing and help and encouragement, God, to stretch forth our hands to heal in the power and the authority of your name, God. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We glorify you. We honor you, God, for who you are and what you do, in your name that is above every name, the saving name of Jesus Christ, we ask you. Why don't you clap your hands and lift your voice, and the Lord is worthy. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. It is an honor to have brother and sister that's here in service with us tonight. And I'm looking forward to hearing. I was just before service, I was reading one of the banners back there and noticed some connection, obviously, with Minister in the Florida District. And so we were talking about that, looking forward to talk about more of those connections that are always in Pentecost. Pentecost is a small world. You're very hardly two or three people removed from people that you know. And so it's just it's the first time I got to meet them. But we're so delighted that they're here to share their burden for Slovakia and Serbia. And we want them to take their liberty. They've got a presentation, but he's also going to preach. And you respond to the word. And let's just have a good time in the presence of the Lord tonight, shall we, brother and sister? God bless you for coming. Please come, brother, and take your liberty tonight.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. What an honor it is to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. I can truly say with David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You know, people always have excuses where they go and what they do. We all make our own choices. But I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You see, it was in 1926. That's a long time ago. My great-grandmother received this revelation, and you will see some of the history on our banner there. It goes way back to 1918. The apostolic message was taken from here over there, but it was in 1926. My great-grandmother was baptized in Jesus' name. And in 1927, Lord filled her with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Speaking tongues. I believe it, just like the Bible says. We all need the apostolic experience. And she did receive her apostolic experience when Lord filled her with the Holy Ghost. And all I'm saying is this, that because of that, I'm a fourth generation apostolic Jesus name. And I give God the glory tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve a great, awesome God. You see, I was born in Croatia. That's why you hear this funny accent, which is part of the former Yugoslavia. Okay? So it's not Illinois accent. Actually, your former governor was from, he was Serbian, Blagojevic. And now probably our first lady will be Serbian also. We don't know. Some connections here, Brother Wells. Here and there and everywhere, and here we are in Sandwich, Illinois. Thank you for the invitation, and thank you for letting us come and share our burden for the nations of Slovakia, which is part of the former Czechoslovakia, as you remember, and also we represent the nation of Serbia, which is part of the former Yugoslavia. Now, between the two nations, we have almost 15 million people. One missionary family, almost 15 million people that do not know who Jesus is. And church, it takes a commitment, whether it's in Eastern Europe or whether it's here in the United States, in Illinois, in Sandwich, Illinois. Wherever we are, it takes a commitment to reach out and touch somebody, introduce them to Jesus Christ, and give them hope of eternal life. And that's what it's all about. And so it was right after the fall of communism in 1989 when communism fell in Eastern Europe. And there were a lot of changes that took place. And so I received the invitation from the university in Canada if I would be willing to go and teach English as a second language at one of the very large universities in the second largest city. So, of course, I really didn't have a desire to go back to Eastern Europe because I was born, I was raised till I was 12, and then my parents, they immigrated to Canada. So I was raised in Canada, lived there part of my life, went to Bible school here in the United States, so lived in the United States for about 3 years or so. But then went back to Canada, and Lord opened doors. Even though I didn't really plan to go, you know, when we're in our comfort zone, when you have everything your heart desires, you don't want to move. But you know, God always finds a way to move us and to. So it was in December of 1991, I was in prayer and fasting, and the Lord spoke to me one evening and spoke to me and said, do you want to do something for the kingdom of God that will outlive you? You ask yourself that question tonight. Do you want to do something for the kingdom of God that will outlive you? And of course, I signed the contract with a very large university, and in January of 1992, I was on my way to Czechoslovakia. Never had no idea where I was going or what I was going to do. But God opened so many doors for us. Of course, when I started teaching at the university, I have started translating many books, all the books by Brother David Bernard. We're actually printing our last book just probably by end of this year of him, because we use all his books in our two Bible schools that we have in Serbia, part of our curriculum. And I believe that's the key. Train nationals so they can reach their own people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about. Train them. Once they graduate, three-year program, we help them out. We try to send them out, make sure, you know, they go out and teach and reach what they have learned. And so we translated a lot of books, and you will see some of those on the back on our display. And take a moment to look at our display, and you will see some of the books. To print a book like you will see on our display, you know, it costs anywhere from $1, $1.50, but it can make a difference in somebody's life. But one of my favorite tracks, and we translated many tracks in both languages that we deal with, but one of my favorite tracks that I have translated is this really simple track. Can anybody tell me what that says? My, you're good. Actually, it says Skutki 2.38, which is Acts 2.38. And that is the proof to you, and you will see that in our DVD tonight, that it's the same God, church. It's the same Holy Ghost that you all experience right here in this church, at this altar, that Eastern Europeans experience in Slovakia and in Serbia. So we do baptize on Bible way, and I believe Acts 2.38 is the Bible way. Hallelujah. Acts 2.38 gives hope of eternal life, and I believe Jesus is coming very soon. So if Lord lays it on somebody's heart and you want to help us out, you know, to print tracks like this, 3-4 cents per track, full color. But it can make a difference in somebody's life, and you can be part of that, helping somebody to find Jesus, and they will have hope when he comes for his church. Hallelujah. So if Lord lays it on somebody, you have a dollar, two, whatever, God bless you for helping us out to reach almost 15 million people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the back on our table, you will see where we are promoting our G.A. Mangan training center. Right now, we have two Bible schools I already mentioned. We use different churches where we have classes, but we would like to have a central location where we can have it permanent and use it for our training center. And so that's what we're promoting there, and you will see. So if Lord lays it on your heart, that's what I'm trying to say. To help us out, please do, and God will bless you for making that commitment to reach Serbians, to reach Slovaks with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Actually, I was just excited. Somebody, we were in Belleville with Brother Sabolci, and there's Brother Brian. He's a dentist, doctor, teaching at the university, and he has a couple students from Serbia. They're from Chicago. There are a lot of Serbians, Croatians right here, and Polish, and right in Chicago area. And so they're studying in over there. So I just happened to have some tracks printed in Serbian language. And so we gave it to Brother Brian, the dentist, and he will introduce them and give them those tracks. And we never know how God can, you know, I believe in planting the seed. Paul was writing, he says, one will come and plant, somebody else will come and water, but God does give increase. Praise the Lord. So God bless you tonight for that commitment, helping us out to reach 15 million people in Jesus' name. It's an honor for us to be here. I'll have my wife come and greet this wonderful congregation and share with you what's on her heart before I preach tonight.
Slava Panu. Slava Panu means praise the Lord in the Slovak language. So let's try it together, shall we? Slava Panu. Slava Panu, saints. Fast learners here, yes. Slava Panu, praise the Lord. I just feel so at home here tonight, and I love the beautiful building with which God has blessed you. It's just gorgeous, and it's like stepping back in time when you come inside this building with the beautiful wood decorations, the stained glass windows. I really feel the history, the rich history of this church. And I'm glad that there is an apostolic church meeting here now, preaching the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. We want to thank Pastor and Sister Wells for your warm invitation to be with you here tonight in Sandwich, Illinois. Praise God. It is good to be a part of the family of God around the world, isn't it? Amen. We want to thank you for the beautiful accommodations at the lodge just down the road. It's a lovely place to stay, a beautiful room, and we thank you very much for your kindness. May God bless you. Praise God. Slava Panu. Amen. You remembered. Praise God. Tonight, I would like to invite you to visit us in Slovakia and Serbia. Now, you might say, well, Sister Tira, I don't think I'm coming in the near future. That's all right. I understand. It's a long, long trip. When I first went, I will admit to you, I went as an AIM worker for 1 year. I was on a leave of absence from my teaching position at a high school in the state of Maine. But God somehow touched my heart, and he also led me to meet Brother Stephen Tier, and the rest is history. And now we've been in Slovakia for over 20 years. I thank God. God has a perfect plan for each of our lives. So I invite you to visit us in Slovakia and in Serbia this evening. And there are a couple of ways that you can do that. Number one, you can visit us through your prayers. How many of you believe in prayer? The power of prayer. Yes, there is tremendous power in prayer. In fact, Paul wrote, pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean that we have to be on our knees 24/7, but it means we can have an attitude of prayer. And as God lays somebody on our hearts, we can remember them in prayer. And that's what we're asking of you. Would you please connect with us? Would you please make a commitment to pray with us? I'm not asking that you make a commitment to pray for us every day. But as often as the Lord would lay the Tier family upon your heart, if you would please remember us in prayers, we would sincerely appreciate that. There are times when we are in danger. There are times when we are facing difficulties, problems, decisions that we must make. And it's good to know that the family of God in North America is remembering us in prayer. Amen. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. On our display table, you'll see an open book, similar to a journal type of book. At the top of one of the pages, you'll see today's date and the name of your pastor and the name of this town and church. If you would like to partner with us in prayer, please write your name in that book. And the good thing about it is we can take that book back to Slovakia and Serbia also and have the saints of God lay their hand on the book and pray for you. Praise God. Again, the connections that we make through prayer are powerful, long-lasting, and bring results. Amen. So please write your name in the book, and we would sincerely, sincerely appreciate that. Last year, we went through some tremendous trials back-to-back, and we faced a lot of difficulty and challenges. I was sick with shingles. Some of you may understand what that is. If you have chicken pox, sometimes it occurs later on in your life. Very ill with that. Then I received word that my dad had had a stroke. We were on our way back here to North America to visit with him, and when we got to Cincinnati, we received word that he had passed. While we were still here for the funeral, we received word from a neighbor who was watching our home, walking past the home that we rent in the city of Košice, Slovakia, and they contacted my husband. They said, we don't know what's wrong, but we just took a walk past your house and there's water pouring off your balcony. Something had burst in the home and we had about 5 inches of water standing upstairs. It proceeded to leak down through the home, leaving black mold in its wake. It took months to clear all that up. But I say this quickly to let you know that when we found out about that situation with the home, my husband said, Gene, you will not believe what it looks like over here. He had gone back to Europe before my son and I went back to join him. And he said, it's terrible. And somehow the Lord quickened a verse in my mind from the book of Job. It said, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. We have a God who is fighting for us. Praise the Lord. And I don't care what the enemy may try to do in our lives. We know that God is fighting for us, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. Amen. So please join with us in prayer. And if you would like, please sign our prayer book, which is on our display table. Thank you so much. Tonight, we also invite you to visit us through our DVD presentation. In it, you will see your brothers and sisters in Slovakia and Serbia at ladies' meetings, prayer groups, evangelistic outreach. You'll see baptisms. And I pray that when you watch this DVD, the Lord will quicken you and give you a burden to pray for your brothers and sisters in Slovakia and Serbia. We are asking for you to visit us in prayer, but ultimately, you know the visitation that we are asking for. We're asking for a divine visitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has touched many, thousands across Europe. However, we are praying in this last day, as you are praying right here in your city of Sandwich, we are praying for great revival. We are praying for an awakening in hearts to receive the blessed message of the Lord Jesus Christ. So visit us tonight. May God bless you.
Visit us, Lord. Lord. Begin just to call out on God now with me. Begin to cry out for the floodgates of heaven to open and for such a rain to fall on this land that it will never again be the same. Because we need a holy visitation. We need the river of God once again to flow down the streets of our cities. We need our high school agendas to be interrupted.
Praise God. Can we all stand for a moment? Let's just raise our hands. Let's invite His holy visitation into this place this evening. Lord Jesus, as we stand before Your presence right now, Lord God, we thank You, Lord, that You are in this house this evening, Lord, that Your Spirit is here, Lord. Move in our hearts. Speak to us, Lord. Draw us closer to You as we call on You, Lord. Visit us tonight, Lord. In a special way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. As we give You honor and praise and glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. For the next few moments while we're standing, I would like to just read the portion from the Word of God found in Matthew 24. And please open your hearts. Let God speak to you. Not because we're here. But church, because Jesus is in this house. Hallelujah. In Matthew 24, verse 42, here Jesus was speaking to His disciples. He's speaking to us tonight. And He says, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh." You may be seated. God bless you. This is powerful because Jesus is speaking. Watch ye therefore. And for the next few moments that I have time here, I would like to speak on this subject. Are you ready? Are you ready? Very important, very timely, and we're living in interesting times. And the question is, I'm asking myself, am I ready? If Jesus was to come any moment, if I am ready. And Jesus is speaking to His disciples. And if you read Matthew 24, you will see they had many questions. You know, human nature, we always have questions. We want to know so many things. And so they were asking Him, "What will be the signs of Your coming?" And so if you read more and more into that chapter, you will see it's not important day or the hour. We don't know what day or the hour. You know, I just came out of Dallas not too long ago. You know, there are all kinds of preachers there that preach, you know, just sell everything you have. Just give it to us and because Jesus is coming. You don't need it, but they need it. But Jesus is warning us tonight here. Warning us here, it says, "Watch ye therefore, be on guard." In other words, occupy until I come. Don't worry about when I am coming. He says, "I am coming." And we have that promise, and I believe it. Jesus is coming very soon. And if you pick up any hymnal book, you will find there are hundreds of songs that are written and talk about his second return, about the rapture. You go to any Christian bookstore, you will find many, many books that are written and talking about rapture, his second coming. Matter of fact, they made some movies. Of course, you don't watch movies, but they made some films, and one of those is Left Behind. Church, I don't want to be left behind. Matter of fact, I want to take with me as many as I can from Slovakia and Serbia when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. That's the hope that you and I have. We don't need to be left behind. But the question is, are you ready? When Jesus is telling us, watch ye therefore, be on guard. Open your eyes and see the signs of my return. And when you look at what really is happening around the world, just lately within the last few months, and you have heard some of that on your news, I can truly tell you, American media will not tell you everything that is happening in our part of the world. And I'm talking about Serbia, especially with all the influx of the refugees that are happening. When we're in Slovakia, we listen to American news, of course, but we had no clue what was happening in Serbia. And we travel between Slovakia and Serbia every 2 weeks. Part of the month we're in one country, second part we're in the other, because we have two Bible schools, so we have to be there for the training. So one day as we were traveling to Serbia, we have to cross through the whole nation of Hungary, which is about 5-hour drive on the in the state to get to the border of Serbia. But we had no clue because American media was not talking about it. Matter of fact, even just a few weeks ago, I talked to one of our pastors. They said, it's still a big problem. Over 5,000 refugees show up on these borders. They want to get into Western Europe. All I'm saying is, we're living in the interesting times, church. We're living in the last days, just before Jesus. And when we look at closely what Jesus was telling, he says, these will be the signs. And we know what the signs are. Matter of fact, all those, we hear about all these over 2 million, 2.5 million refugees, they're not all refugees. Of course, media will not tell you that. But these are some of the things we have seen with our own eyes as we approach some of these borders. And I don't have time to get into all the details, but we are living in the last days. And Jesus is saying, watch ye therefore. Be on guard, church. Jesus is coming. And he is coming for his church. And I want to be ready when he comes. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, over the years we have heard about the big bear. When you read the book of Daniel, prophet Daniel and Ezekiel, book of Revelation, and some of the prophecies, they talk about some of these signs, some of these countries represented by some of these animals. And so Russia is represented by bear. In 1989, yes, communism did fall in Eastern Europe. And it was during the presidency of Ronald Reagan when he said to Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall down. Yes, the communism fell. That bear that we represents Russia, yes, he was wounded. But just look within the last few months. We're right next door to Ukraine, church. Mr. Putin is coming into Ukraine. They already took over Crimea, and they're trying to, and matter of fact, Mr. Putin's goal is to have bigger than what the Soviet Union used to be. I'm talking about last days, and Jesus is saying, these are the signs, watch. And I'm convinced tonight, before anything will happen, church will be raptured. And that's what we're warned. We don't know the day or the hour. And I'm not telling you when. I'm not putting dates. But he will come. But for us, it's important not to worry about the date. But it's important to worry or be concerned with He is coming. I believe he's coming. And so the bear was wounded. But just look, within the last few months, Russia establishing their, for all the years, they tried to get into Middle East. There were wars there they could not establish. Just within the last few months, they have established their roots. Matter of fact, they brought all their military. They built two powerful military bases in Syria, which is right next door to Israel. Look what's happening with Iran. We're giving them all the power. Actually, we're paying them to destroy us. Lord, help us, church, because we're living in the last days. You see, for over 40 years, Eastern Europe was dominated by the communism. And the central power was from Moscow. 40 years, people did not have freedom. You know, we're in the election year. If you listen to and watch what's happening, it will be a historic year. It will be a historic year. And Lord, help us. Because I believe we're blessed people. And I believe you believe that too. We're a blessed nation to have the freedoms that we have. And let's enjoy the freedoms while we have them. Because things can change very fast. Just in the last few months, if you look at what China's doing, Bible talks about China as a kings from the east, kings from the north, Russia. China has over 200 million military strong. And all I'm saying this, Jesus saying, these are the signs. Watch, church, are we ready? Are we watching? Are we on guard? All this is pointing towards the Armageddon. I believe it. All is pointing towards Armageddon. You might say, well, it will not affect us. We're all in this together. And I want to be ready. Now, of course, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, a lot of things they didn't quite understand what he was saying. In Gospel of John 14, he said, let not your hearts be troubled. Do you ever get troubled? Do you get ever concerned, confused? But Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. You know, they were concerned he was going to leave because he was telling them. And I'm sure they didn't quite understand the whole situation. But he was preparing them for his departure. And so he says, let not your hearts be troubled. He says, I must leave. But wonderful thing is, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. Church, you and I have a hope tonight because he is preparing a place for us. And let me tell you, he says, I will come back. And where I am, you will be also. He is coming. Watch, ye therefore. If you look at in Book of Acts chapter 1, and I believe we have the power. You have the power. If you received his spirit, you have the power to be witness for Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, Paul was writing to Romans. He says, make sure you have the same power. Make sure you have the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Church, Jesus is coming for his church, and we want to be ready when he comes. He says, you rejoice that your names are written in the book, in the Lamb's book of life. I'm rejoicing tonight. Hallelujah. Watch ye therefore. And then when you read a little bit, Jesus took his disciples. You know, you hear this over and over. Who do you believe? Do you believe what Jesus was saying? Or do you believe what Peter was writing or saying? But when you look at either instant, it was just the disciples and Jesus when he spoke to them. In Book of Acts we read, Jesus took his disciples just before he ascended. It was just Jesus and his disciples. And he prepared them for 3.5 years. He told them that he will leave. But they didn't quite understand it until that moment happened that Jesus was caught up and he was gone. And they were looking around. You know, can you imagine the confusion in their minds? I'm just visualizing some of the things that happened in their minds. The perplexity that was before them, and they couldn't quite figure out, where is he? What is taking place? But he told them, he says, I must go, but I will come back. So while they were looking around, all of a sudden there were two men, two angels, and they spoke to them. He says, men of Galilee, why are you gazing? Why are you so confused, perplexed? He says, the same Jesus you see leave, he says, the same Jesus will come back. And I'm just using simple words here, paraphrasing. But it's the same Jesus that left, the same Jesus will come back. Hallelujah. That's the hope that you and I have. You know, the whole religious world is talking about his second return. Doesn't matter what religion, doesn't matter what denomination, they're all talking about. But let me tell you something, church, Jesus is coming for his church. And I believe there's only one church, and that's Jesus' name, church. Hallelujah. I know people will look at me and say, well, you're not my judge. I don't judge anybody. Let God be the judge. People like to argue over the word. I said, well, that's not my word. I said, that's his word. It's not that I'm saying, it's he's that's saying it. And people don't understand that. But he is coming, church. Make sure we have the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And that's why I believe we need to be refilled on a regular basis. You see, predominant religion in Serbia is Greek Orthodox. I'm sure there are a lot of cathedrals here that are Orthodox in Chicago. I have seen some of them. Huge. But you know, their mentality is to come to church once or twice a year, and they have fulfilled their duties. I believe we need to be at this altar on a regular basis. We need to be renewed, refilled. We need his spirit, because that's what will help us to be caught up. Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye. So watch, ye therefore. Are we ready tonight? Because he is coming, and I want to be ready. A beautiful example of that is in Matthew 25. I'm talking about the whole world. Everybody's ready. But in reality, are we ready? In reality, are we just saying words or are we really ready? We read in Matthew, there were 10 virgins. They were all ready. They were all prepared. They all had their lamps cleaned and trimmed, and they had refilled it with the oil. But all of a sudden we find, and that's typical in Israel, in Palestine, all of a sudden they discovered he didn't come when they expected him. So all of a sudden we read that they were getting tired. Do you ever get tired? Well, Bible says they were tired. You know, I remember I used to work midnight shift. You that work from 11, I used to work from 11 till 7:30 in the morning. Boy, I could sleep all day. But when 3 o'clock came that morning, I would drink cup and cup of coffee after cup of coffee. And still it did, you know, I was still kind of falling asleep. I would get up from my post and I would go wash my face in cold water just to keep myself awake. So I'm visualizing, they were tired. Bible says they were slumbering, falling asleep. But all of a sudden, there was a noise. The bridegroom was coming. And here, this is where we discovered that everybody is really not ready when he will come. And we find that they had their lamps before they went to meet him, full of oil, but they kind of drained that. You know, you can't afford that your oil would go. And I have a story I don't have a time to tell you about. You don't want to run out of gas. It happened to us. We didn't run right out, but you know, in these new cars, you have these little gadgets, and they show you, well, you have only so many miles before you run out. And then all of a sudden, we were minus, going to minus and minus, and there was no gas station around. So I'm saying, church, we're in church. We need to be ready. We need to be refilled on a regular basis. Hallelujah. We cannot be like the Orthodox once or twice a year. That's why we come to house of God. Make sure we have His Spirit. I'm reminded, you know, they said they had their lamps all trimmed and full of oil. I remember in the old country as children, we didn't have electricity in our house. Anybody remembers that? We didn't have running water in our house. So I remember on each small house, on each side of the wall in the house, in that room, we had two lamps. Now, you know, where my mother would go and refill them probably every other day, put some little kerosene oil in it. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to Cracker Barrel, and they have them everywhere. And you will see what I'm talking about. But I remember every so often my mother, you know, you can't say, well, I received the Spirit once and I'm all set. My mother would refill that lamp, I remember as a child. But not only that, church, Paul is writing and he's saying, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You, me. We have His Spirit, we are the temple. And I remember those lamps, as they would burn that oil, oh, would they ever get filthy? And my mother would have to do probably every other day. She would go and take some sand, because it would, all that black smoke on the inside, you know, those glass cylinders, because they weren't giving out the light. Bible says we are the light. We have something that this world does not have, church. Let's clean our lights. Let's clean those cylinders. And she would have to do that on a regular basis. Not just once a year. Every other day probably, or twice, two, three times a week. Depends how bad it was burning. We are the temple of His Spirit. And so, since we're living in the last days, Jesus is speaking to us. He says, watch, ye therefore, be on guard. Church, are we on guard? Are we ready? You know, Paul was writing to Timothy. He says, I have fought a good fight, and I'm closing with this. He says, I have fought a good, you know, we're fighting a battle. You and I, we're all in this together, church. Look, if you just look, our families are being attacked. Your families, I'm talking about. Our churches are being attacked. And Paul is saying, he says, I have fought a good fight. Let's fight a good fight. But he didn't stop there. He went on to say, but he says, I have finished my course. And that's the beauty of a church, to go all the way to the end. Brother Wells, you have experienced that. I have seen it. People would come to the altar and they would repent. I would baptize them in Jesus' name. Lord fills them with the Holy Ghost. And they're so excited for a while. And then all of a sudden you come to church and they're no longer sitting in the pew. Makes you wonder what happened. Paul says, I have finished my course. Let that be our testimony, church. Let's finish our course, because Jesus is coming for His church. And we want to be ready when He comes. I know it's easy to get upset. It's easy to just blame the pastor. It's his fault, or this or that. You know, oh, I hear that all the time. And I could spend hours telling you some of the stories of accusations. But you know what? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So let's be determined. Let's have a testimony at the end of our life like Paul did. He says, but I have finished my course. But he didn't stop on there. But he went on to say, but I have kept the faith. Let's hold on, church. And in closing, Revelation 3:11. Jesus is saying, I am coming soon. Oh, what a hope we have. Jesus is coming soon. Are we ready? But Jesus goes on to, you know, our reward is waiting for us if you read a little bit farther in there. But he said, hold on. Revelation 3, he says, hold on to that which you have received. Church, as you stand with me tonight, let's hold on. Because Jesus said in Revelation 3:11, he says, I am coming soon. I believe Jesus is coming and I want to be ready. You want to be ready when he comes. So just for a few moments, if you would all just gather around this altar, please. Let God speak to you. I believe God has a plan for each one of us. God has something wonderful for everybody. Hallelujah. Are we ready to receive what he has for us? Let's just reach out. Raise our hands and call on him and invite him. Lord Jesus, as we stand before your presence, hallelujah, we call on you right now, God. Move in our hearts. Speak to us, Lord. Help us to be ready as you are preparing to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Above all else, Jesus, I must be.
Reasons why I enjoy missionary services is tends to take us out of our Americanized box. We're very familiar because we interact with it on a daily basis, our culture, our society, our Americanized way of living. Sometimes we need to remember that God does not have nationality. He's not an American. He's not a Serbian. He's not a Slovakian. He's not a Russian. Though we may have different languages, we may have different places of origin, we may have different customs and cultures, the Bible tells us in Revelation that they sang a new song. For thou hast redeemed us by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So when I make it on the other side, guess what? There's going to be some Serbians, be some Slovakians, some Russians, but we're all going to be gathered together as children of God. Bud Blott with his name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm proud to be a part of the family of God. I look forward to meeting my Serbian brothers and sisters, and my Slovakian brothers and sisters, and my Russian brothers and sisters, and my Chinese and my Japanese. And I look forward to that day when all together we lift our voice and praise unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. That is one multicultural gathering I do not want to miss. I want to be a part of that. Oh, one more time. Can you lift your hands, lift your voice? Lord, we thank you. God, we collectively come before you right now. We pray for brother and sister here, God, in the Word, Slovakia and Serbia, God. Lord, let us, as we've stated here tonight, commit, God, when we hear in the news, when it's called to our mind, Lord, that we would say a word of prayer over the work there in Eastern Europe. God, use them, God. Open doors, God, to reach others with the great gospel of your word. We love you, we praise you, we thank you, we honor you, Jesus. In your name that is above every name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, brother and sister Tier. Thank you for responding. Thank you for coming forward and requesting. Please take time to look over the items there at the back and fellowship with them. It's so good to have them here. God bless you for being in service tonight. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.